audiences are accustomed to watching musicians perform. It is part of the concert experience, and while you can close your eyes and still relish the music, part of the enjoyment of a live concert is seeing the music played. For the visual artist, the creation is certainly a private affair. The final product, though a piece of art, is presentation only, really. And though composers must rely on instrumentalists and their interpretation to deliver the musical arts, a visual artist relies only upon his or her own medium of canvas or clay. On Saturday, July 13th at 3 p.m. at the First Reformed Church in the Stockade in Schenectady, Musicians of Malwick turns that artistic process around by having an artist finish his painting, which was begun during their rehearsal process, on stage. So to tell us more about this very cool undertaking, we welcome artist Scott Nelson Foster and Musicians of Malwick director Anne-Marie Barker-Schwartz. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks a lot.
To have you back and talking to you, Anne-Marie. So what led you to, well, first of all, we should say this is a Spanish night, right?
Spanish afternoon.
Afternoon. Okay, yeah. Right.
Yes, I have for
3 o'clock. It seems very late for me, but okay, go ahead.
It probably does.
Yeah.
I had been wanting to do an all-Spanish program actually for a while. It's an unusual niche within the chamber music genre, and it's a very underrepresented niche, I think. And it's focused mainly within one time period, sort of the end of the 1800s going into the 20th century for Spain. And the music is really not very well known, but it's wonderfully evocative music, very beautifully crafted. And there's a handful of these Spanish composers, Manuel de Falla, Joaquín Turina, Rodrigo, Albéniz, Granados are probably the big five in Spanish music. And in doing research to put a program together, I found a number of compositions that would sort of pair well together and also explore the whole genre from about the second decade of the 1900s all the way through 1982, and give audiences a really good taste of the variety of music and sort of the whole compass of this Spanish chamber music.
So what brought you to this idea, with all of that in mind, to have a visual artist as a part of your process?
I was talking to Tim Reno, who's a friend of mine, and he teaches at Siena College, and I was telling him about my all-Spanish program, and he said, well, you have to meet Scott Nelson Foster, because he specializes in Spanish painting and, you know, this background in Spanish painters and artists, and I think you would really get along well with him. And so he introduced me to Scott and sort of snowballed from there. We were thinking about, first of all, just sort of having a painting that had a Spanish theme. And then I thought, let's have it happen live in the concert. And then let's actually videotape the rehearsals so the audience can watch the process of the painting being created to the music, which is exactly what happened. And Scott was not only willing to do it, he's been such an incredibly enthusiastic collaborator. It's just been a joy to work with him.
So, Scott, describe a little bit the process of when you start something like this. Do you discuss with them theme, what you're going to paint, or is that all on you?
Well, I recall a lunch meeting early on where we spoke about some artists, some different themes. This kind of builds on an event that I've done a number of times over the past few years. Advertised as Paint Like a Spaniard. And we look at Velázquez's paintings, and I sort of introduce his methodology, how he painted. And that was my initial thinking with this project. But upon seeing the music that was slated for the event, I realized Velázquez is a few hundred years too early. So I switched gears, found a different artist. In terms of the overall compositional development, I was looking for something that was I guess more like minimal in terms of compositional elements, like a single figure, maybe a landscape. And I happened on this artist, Joaquín Sorolla, whose work focuses on a lot of the cultural variety of Spain, and he seemed like a real good fit for the program.
What does painting like a Spaniard mean to you?
to me, boy, I think Velasquez, you know, first of all, very kind of a subdued palette, thin darks, thick lights, a lot of like gravitas to the subject. Sorolla is, definitely has the gravitas, but a much more bold and swashbuckling even brushwork.
So you have started this work throughout the rehearsal process, and then it will be finished during the afternoon performance, right?
That's right.
Okay. So at do you know? So I assume you know how it's going to end.
I do. In fact, yeah. I frequently
both the musical portion and the painting portion.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have brush strokes planned right. out for specific downbeats.
Okay.
But
well, that's a shame.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I could do it repeatedly over and over.
Yeah.
And over.
Right. So, but you know what you want it to look like in the end, and I assume, and I mean, this may be an overly technical question, even a stupid question, but does that have to be timed out in the sense of how long you have to know how long that takes you to do, right?
Well, I know the last song that they're going to perform, the last piece. So I know exactly what I'm going to be painting at that point in time. But the rest of it, I'll kind of slow down. I'll draw out. I'll speed up if I need to.
Okay, all right. So add to the is it okay to tell us of what you're painting or?
Yeah, absolutely. The painting I'm doing is based on a composition by Joaquin Sorolla. It's his daughter, Maria, in the costume of a young Valencian girl. So I decided to paint my wife, Katria, in the same sort of costume, slightly different pose. Maria, in his painting, is looking directly at the viewer. Katria, in my painting, will be more of a profile shot.
So you brought in a sheet of several paintings. So is it mm-hmm. similar to this?
Much more vigorous in the brushwork
okay.
and brighter color.
There's great luminosity in it. That's a word I used when I first saw it last week. And there's light that almost emanates from it. It's pretty incredible, I think.
Scott showing me the... the painting in its current form, I assume,
Or is this? Well, that's a sketch. When
okay,
I was
a sketch.
Figuring out what I was going to paint, that was I guess probably the fourth or fifth small sketch that I painted. It was on a piece of masonite that I found in the trash. It was painted this like bright silver, but it looked really nice once I put a little burnt sienna on top of it. I was out of canvases, and I had to find something to paint.
All of us have masonite in the trash, don't we?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And it's absolutely beautiful, and there is such a there's wonderful color, and the contrast of her dress and the background of which it is sort of a burst of almost a lime green.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Do when you paint, do you usually paint with music?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I'll listen to the radio, CDs, books on tape. I usually like to have something going on in the background.
Okay.
It helps if it's more vigorous, you know.
But it doesn't have to be like this is my playlist for creating this piece of art.
No, I hardly ever do that.
Okay. So now we've talked about how it helps the visual artist. How does it help the musical artist?
Well, I've been very interested to watch the reactions of the other musicians involved in this concert, and there's six of us all together. And they've been quite fascinated by the process, and especially the first couple of days, whenever somebody had a rest or they weren't involved in the discussion of, you know, what needed to be fixed musically, they would be turning around to watch Scott paint and very much, you know, sort of intensely focused on what he was doing. And I found that both curious, I didn't expect that so much, and also it was very pleasing to me that they were so interested. And I found myself also very interested to watch what happened on Scott's canvas from the time rehearsal started to the time rehearsal ended. And you know, our rehearsals last like 2.5-3 hours, and the progress on the painting would be amazing, and it would look quite a bit different than it had when it started. I don't know what I expected. I don't think I've ever really watched an artist work before, but it was very clear that he really had an image in his head of what he was going for, and it was just sort of, you know, developing within the rehearsal. And so it's been very interesting for me to watch it and for the other musicians.
Give us an idea of the program and what you hope people experience on this afternoon.
Okay. The program is a combination of probably both familiar music, and you just played as a preface to this interview the ritual fire dance from El Amor Brujo of Manuel de Falla, and that's actually the concluding piece on the program in de Falla's own chamber arrangement. And that's a very familiar piece for people, I think. We're also doing some vocal pieces of both de Falla and Rodrigo that I think people will never have heard. And they're very Spanish sounding, with all these guitar and sort of castanet rhythms in the accompaniment parts. And of course, the texts are in Spanish. And I think people will find them delightful and sort of enlightening. And then we're opening the program with a piece I just adore called The Matador's Prayer. And it's by Turina. It was written in the 1920s, and it's almost a tone poem for a quartet of players. And it sounds very Spanish in a sort of modal way. You can't identify what the key is. It's major 1 second, minor another second. And this hymn to the bullfighter that's built into it is really amazingly descriptive and beautiful, almost spiritual in a nature, and it's just a gorgeous piece.
Musicians of Malwick will perform on Saturday, September 13th at 3 p.m. at the First Reformed Church in the Stockade in Schenectady. For more information, as we say in the States, you can visit Musicians of Malwick. That's MALLWYCK, malwick.org. We post all of our segments online at wamc.org/roundtable if you want to hear back this and hear the information again. But you can find out all about the performance this Saturday, September 13th, by going to musiciansofmalwick.org. Scott Nelson Foster and Anne-Marie Barker-Schwartz, thank you so much for being here. What a delight. Have a wonderful performance tomorrow afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.